In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The words of Jesus today are difficult ones. In our culture, the family has such a lofty place, especially within the church. Does Jesus really mean that we are to hate our mother and our father, our wife and children, brothers and sisters, even our own soul? What Jesus wants us to understand is one's true family is first and foremost the family of God. To be a member of this family, one needs to be born again in the waters of holy baptism. It is not by blood anymore, as it was at the time of our Lord, but it is only by grace through faith. This family is the church, the body of Christ, of which you are all members. To be a disciple of Jesus, one must be willing to confess that the family of the church is more important than one's own family. And to be a member of this family comes with a cost. For once you enter the church, you inherit the same destiny of Jesus, a destiny that involves a great sacrifice. As Jesus says to his disciples, carry the cross and come after me. You know what happened to Jesus when he carried the cross to Golgotha. You know the shame and horror that faced the disciples traveling with Jesus, who had left their families and journeyed with him to Jerusalem. Little did they realize that it would end like this, in bitter humiliation, as they watched their Lord, the one they thought was the Messiah, suffer the terrible death of crucifixion. And when the moment came, none of them picked up his cross and came after him. None, of course, except Simon the Cyrene, who was forced to carry the cross of Jesus. But we shouldn't be too hard on the disciples, for when they saw what was happening to Jesus, they were simply looking at it from a human point of view. They were not looking at it through God's eyes. That this suffering of Jesus was how the Father would now show them his glory. Glory they would see 3 days later when Jesus rose from the dead. You can only understand what happened on Golgotha by faith. For without God's help, without your union with him through the baptismal waters, the cross is nothing more than a great tragedy and a scandal. Suffering was the destiny of Jesus' disciples, for to follow Jesus requires sacrifice. And to be what God calls us to be, and to do what God asks us to do, can only happen by faith. By looking at our world from God's point of view. Jesus often helps us to understand what this means by telling us parables. And the theme of the two parables before us this morning is the same, that one is to count the cost before embarking on anything as serious as a huge building project or a full-scale war. These two parables clearly illustrate the meaning of following Jesus. You must build your life on the firm foundation of the teaching of Jesus and of the church. One would never begin this new life without the resources to complete it. And these resources are supplied by Christ himself, by his bodily presence among us, where he is present for us and for our salvation, by baptism, and by word, and by supper. You don't rush off into Christ's war thinking you can win it by yourself. The enemy is fierce, and you are outnumbered. And so the only way to win is to carry the cross Jesus carried and follow him. For he is the one who knows the terms for peace. And we'll these same terms of peace be hidden from your eyes, crowded out by the temptations and persecutions that you, like your Lord, might be called on to endure. Both parables warn you to first sit down, count the cost, and know what you lose and know what you gain when you follow him. You must know the consequences of joining Christ on the ongoing journey to the heavenly Jerusalem. If you count that cost from a human point of view, to follow Jesus makes no sense, and you will never be able to renounce your family, your goods, never be able to carry the cross and follow him. You are only able to do this when Christ is present in your lives. And he is with you on the battlefield. He came to you through holy water, and he now comes to you through word and meal. He makes it possible for you to see that in his suffering, and in your own suffering and the suffering of those around you, there is the kingdom of heaven. There is where his glory will be found. And it takes faith to count this cost. But you can do it. Only, however, if you are united with Christ and his flesh by baptism. Baptism into his death and resurrection. Follow him to Jerusalem. Follow him to the cross, and beyond that to the empty tomb. And the heavenly Jerusalem is yours. Do it every day, for the road to heaven will always lead you through Calvary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.